Jared Zandullo, and Miles Strong. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mercy!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Versus. I am your host, Kieran Sandullo, and it's just me of the usual lineup today. Miles is feeling a little under the weather, and it's our final episode of season one. So, with the show ending for its first season and going into next semester, I figured, why not change it up a little bit for the last episode? We're going to do something a little different, where I am not actually going to be involved in the debate today. I have two of the other students here in the studio. We got Jason Brown over there.
Hey.
And we got Tyler.
Tyler Stout.
And I am not involved with the debating today. I'm the mediator. I'm here to make sure nobody dives over the table and starts punching each other.
No promises.
No promises at all. But again, that's why I'm here. We had a topic today that I had thought of, but unfortunately, as my co-host is ill, we have changed it up, and you two decided the topic, like, minutes ago.
Yeah.
So the topic today is, what has a better competitive atmosphere, the NBA or the NHL? And Jason, I understand you're arguing for basketball in this one.
Of course.
And Tyler's going for hockey.
Yep.
Now, I'm biased. I like hockey. Jason, why is the NBA better?
I mean, look at it. I mean, just look at the history. Lakers, Celtics, Trae Young and the Knicks. Just look at it, man. Malice in the Palace. I could keep going.
Please do. You're not really doing a good job of convincing me by just rattling off names.
All right, so look. The Lakers and the Celtics, right? If you really go back to the history, these two hate each other. Magic and Bird. Kobe and Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
No.
I mean, if you really do your research, the Lakers and the Celtics might have one of the best rivalries in sports, realistically.
Mm.
They had the most championships between those two, had the most championships in the whole NBA.
Mm.
It's a good game. Ready? Now, moving on from Lakers. Trae Young and the Knicks. It all started back in 2021 NBA playoffs when Trae Young sent New York home. And ever since then, New York hates Trae Young. And Trae Young hates New York. So you feel me? That's a good rivalry. Even not even the playoffs. You feel me?
Who is Trae Young?
Atlanta Hawks point guard.
Hmm.
And I mean, they hate him. I mean, they say F Trae Young. He's balding. I mean, he is balding.
But, that's the thing that they had on him is that he's balding
and he sucks. I mean,
if he won, I don't think he does.
I mean, hey, that's just New York for you, though.
That's New York.
You feel me?
I don't, but okay.
You have to do your research on basketball. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
If you watch basketball, you feel me? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if I watched basketball, I don't watch a lot of sports either way. When I'm brought to a game, I'll enjoy myself. Like, I'll watch the game. I don't keep up with any games. I don't keep up with teams. I don't keep up with, like, season rankings or anything like that. But I do like to watch the games in the moment. I don't keep up with stats or anything like that. Like, I'll watch a basketball game if my brother's playing in the pep band during, like, the halftime section there or whatever they call it in basketball. Is it still halftime?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think there was a different term for it, but... But I'm not really big on team sports. I'm a boxing guy, right? I'm a fighting sports guy. But there is one team sport that I do like, and it's hockey. That's a sport that I watch. That's a sport that I would willingly, like, go to watch. Tyler, why is hockey better? Sell me on that. Why is hockey better than basketball?
All right, I got you. So you might have, like, the history but like hockey has 20 different guys stepping on the ice each and every night, and sometimes it's 7-game series 4 times, depending how many games you win, and you have 20 different guys. Hockey is more of a team sport, and they get more bruised over, in my opinion. The Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy to win out of all sports, because you have to win 16 games, and not only are you skating for 60 minutes, you're also getting hit with a puck and hit by 6-foot-tall guys, that's 240 pounds, who can easily hit you like a truck.
Time out.
What?
Time out.
What?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What I mean?
What do you mean? Skating down 60 minutes. And imagine a 300-pound... Imagine Shaq running down a court every single time.
Okay, that's Shaq.
Imagine Wembanyama doing that. Anthony Davis. They all do this. So this point of
view... Can they skate? No, they can't skate.
How am I supposed to know that? How am I supposed to know?
Hockey...
Shaq on ice skates is a terrifying image.
Hockey has 20 different guys on ice compared to the NBA having 10 guys, maybe 11, on the court a night. And basketball is more of a solo sport. It's more of an ISO.
What? Huh?
Hockey is more of a team sport. You have 5 guys, 2 defensemen, 3 forwards, trying to move the puck into a net.
So if Steph Curry shot every single time.
That's what he does. Is he not the Warriors' main offense?
What are you looking at me for? I don't know anything.
Do you hear his delusion?
No, I'm agreeing with him, actually.
What? Huh?
So... I'm not including myself as part of the debate. Nobody take any of my points to heart. I'm not a part of this. His point that he's making is hockey being more of a team sport.
How is basketball not a team sport?
No, basketball is a team sport. Basketball has a smaller team. It's more of the like coordination between individual like partners, right? Like 2 people that play really well off of each other in basketball, right? That then go in. You have the 3 guys that are like, I would say backup. I don't know like how I would describe it effectively. Basketball is usually focused around 1 or 2 star players. In hockey, every player on the ice has to be at the same level performing the exact like same together, all the same efficiency, right?
Not everybody can be Connor McDavid.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So how are you going to say they all got to be the exact same power?
Effort-wise.
What you mean? So you're saying, like, effort-wise, the NBA don't have any effort?
No, because you have most guys sitting out on nights. Like, Kawhi, he's barely playing. Joel Embiid, he literally said he's not playing back-to-backs. Like, superstars are taking away the fandom. Fans want to come and see these guys play. Compared to NHL, you have guys putting their lives on the line. Like, NHL... There are more guys who play a full 82 season than there are guys in the NBA who play a full 82-game season.
All right, now I'm going to put this in perspective for you.
Good.
So you said risking their lives. Okay, you're right. Okay. Hockey is a little bit more dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you talking about a 280, a 250, 7-footer who has ankle problems. Who has ankles problems? Giannis, he has ankle problems, right or wrong?
Okay.
So if he's landing and he's hurting his ankle, trying to dunk, right?
There's also guys in NHL who is 6'7", 240 on skates. And then I feel like if you're on like a little skate, I feel like you have ankle problems too. And they still
I feel like the
it.
Danger aspect of this is a little lost in this argument. Just because we're talking about the competitive atmosphere.
All right, competitive atmosphere.
In basketball... Your injuries are spraining, dislocating, breaking a bone, right? In hockey, you could, like, there's a dude that died because he got his throat sliced open by a loose skate.
And by the way, there was a player in the playoffs last year who won the Stanley Cup. He played with a broken collarbone.
No, there's injuries, like, bad injuries in both sports, but that's not the point that's being made today.
But anyway. We have the better atmosphere.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no,
you do.
Nobody has ever said this. Would you rather go to a Game 7 NHL game or a Game 7 of an NBA game?
Game 7 NHL game.
You must be delusional.
Why would you want to go to a Game 7 NBA game? Tell me.
The whole world's going to be there. Why not?
So
exactly.
The Knicks-Pacers game, right? That was a game. That went to Game
NBA
7.
NBA Finals, Game 7. How about that? Since you want to pull that up.
Okay, NBA Finals, that's cute. NHL Game 7... all three periods are like all eyes are on them. Compared to an NBA game, you can have a bad first quarter, you can have a bad second quarter. It's about the second half. It's really about the fourth quarter. It's all it is. Compared to hockey, one goal can change the game. Compared to NBA, where you can lose by 20 and you lost by 20. And also, fights in hockey.
The fights are hilarious.
Okay, that gets the fans going.
Those gets the fans going. Patrick Beverley.
Where's Patrick Beverley at now? Where's Patrick Beverley at right now? He's overseas, right? Yeah. So that's invalid.
It's
great listening to this debate as an outside third party because I have no idea what anybody's saying, and it's great.
The only thing that Patrick Beverley has done in a playoff atmosphere is take his jersey off and start waving it on the scorer's table because they won the play-in tournament.
Like, and they got the fans going.
Okay, but you go to a hockey game and you see these guys, sometimes there's brawls. It's going to be a 2v2 sometimes. You see these guys just throwing their fist.
People throw hands at hockey. It's really funny to watch.
Okay, people, they throw hands.
Yeah, how long does it take for the ref to stop that?
Probably a while, actually. I imagine it takes a minute.
The refs actually let the players fight in hockey.
It's allowed in hockey, like, by the rules.
And it's not allowed because that's not how sportsmanship works.
But it's part of the game of hockey. That's why fans go to games to watch guys get punched, hit.
And you wonder why.
Goals in net.
And you wonder why all these hockey players have CTE because they keep hitting each other in the head. Because why this little atmosphere that these fans are trying to portray is just not working. Hockey does not have a better atmosphere.
Okay, why does the NBA have a better atmosphere?
Christmas Day. You're playing on Christmas.
I thought we were talking about playoffs. We're talking about Game 7. Now we're on Christmas Day?
Okay, Game 7. You want to go back to Game 7?
We can go back to Game 7.
It's Game 7 of the NBA Finals. What do you mean, why not? It's the best team from the East, the best team from the West. Why not?
I can say the exact same thing for hockey. You have the best team from the East and the best team from the West.
Tyler, and game seven. Seven. Yeah. It's Game 7. It's the last season. I mean, the last game of the NBA season. Okay. Why not? Why would people not want to go to that? Tyler, we can ask 1,000 people, and I guarantee you 70% would say NBA Finals. The name has so much aura. NBA Finals! Why not?
We have watched videos of hockey chants, right? Have we not?
Okay.
That doesn't get you riled up?
No! It doesn't.
You have fans chanting at the goalie's name, like Crawford, and then they go, it's all your fault. All in unison. The entire arena is raining down on this one player because he let a goal in.
F you, Draymond. Trae Young sucks.
Okay.
I mean,
I think both sports have, like, ratting on one player. Like, chance.
And I feel like the fans at hockey games are more crazy than basketball fans.
See, that's a fair one.
I don't see basketball fans making a pyramid out of
beer cups?
Out of beer cups on the glass.
Does basketball have glass?
You can still make a pyramid.
How?
How? You see, at the United Center, right? Mm-hmm. They still have, like, the hockey wall. And you can put your cup on there. So, like, you can make a pyramid on that. Or a pyramid on, like, the floor.
That's one out of 30.
There's more stadiums to do it. Philly? L.A.?
Does L.A. even have a hockey team?
Pretty sure.
If L.A. didn't have a hockey team, why would I bring up L.A.? L.A. Kings. Playing crypto.
Who? What have they won? What have they done for the city of L.A.?
They won a Stanley Cup in 2014 and 2012. The Stanley Cup is arguably the hardest trophy to win in all sports.
It's not.
What is?
I'm saying the NBA Finals.
That's the hardest one to win?
Is it that or the Super Bowl? You get one chance.
I'd give Super Bowl that title, honestly.
I think hockey takes it.
Oh, my gosh. How?
How does hockey take it?
Yes. By the way, before you sound stupid, I want you to think about your answer.
Okay. Hockey, right?
Okay.
I already told you it's 60 minutes of hockey.
Okay.
Every goal counts.
Okay, 60 minutes of the NBA.
You said Super Bowl was harder than the NBA Finals.
Chill. You know what I meant, dang it. Relax. you know what I meant. The NFL, 60 minutes, okay? Every touchdown matters. Every point matters. Every play matters. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
You can say the exact same thing in hockey.
I'm going on what you was going to say. Go ahead. Continue.
But hockey, right? It's harder to score a goal than it is to score a touchdown.
Are you insane?
Am I insane? Are you insane? How is it not harder to score a goal than score a touchdown?
First of all, hockey is shorter, right?
Shorter rink.
NFL, you have to go yards, yo.
Uh-huh.
100 yards. Do you know how long 100 yards is?
If Juju Smith-Schuster can score a touchdown in the Super Bowl, I can score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Anyone can score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
That's not realistic.
That's not realistic. How's not realistic?
Because are you an NFL type of caliber person? No.
Did I say I was?
No. What?
Anyone in the NFL can score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
They just have to make it.
Yeah. Compared to hockey, you don't get a chance to score a goal unless it's an empty net. And empty nets are rare to get.
I don't even care about how you hockey, Anthony. You just said anybody can score a touchdown in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Are you insane?
How?
Are you missing chromosomes?
Anyone can score a touchdown in a Super Bowl.
That doesn't. No, they can't.
Explain how.
How can they not?
What do you mean? The
explain how.
The league's best defensive backs, middle linebackers, mm-hmm. and defense all in one game.
Mm-hmm.
And you, an average Joe, trying to score a touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying about full soberness?
All it takes is a little tush push.
Tyler.
You get in the end zone.
You're not getting past a 6'2", 250 grown man.
I am not in this conversation.
You are.
Someone on an NFL field can score a touchdown. Tell him.
Did he, or did he not just say?
You did say you could do it.
If you were absolutely. Can throw a touchdown. I think I can throw a touchdown too.
You did say that.
So what's your point?
That anyone can score in the Super Bowl.
You cannot score. You're not a professional athlete grade. Because it takes one hit from you and you say, I'm done.
All I'm saying is, if it's on the 1 yard line,
I'm not scoring. I am scoring.
A little tush push won't hurt.
You're getting sat on. Real talk. You're actually getting sat on. You're not scoring.
As long as the ball crosses the plane, I'm chilling.
You're not scoring. Tyler, you would get hurt.
I'll be hurt in the end zone.
That you're not.
How does a touchdown count? Is it just the player holding the ball has to touch the end zone, or does the ball itself have to be in the end zone?
So the player has possession. If it's like a passing touchdown, you got to have 2 feet in the end zone.
Okay.
And possession of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball has to be in the end zone.
Okay.
If it's a running, you feel me? You already have possession. But mm-hmm. the ball has to cross the goal line to mm-hmm. be a touchdown. You see what I mean now?
Okay. Because I don't know anything about football. I just watch games sometimes and I played halftime.
But him trying to be delusional and say that he can score it. NFL, by the way, NFL. National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
He is not scoring.
Yeah. No, I'm not arguing against that. No. But it's also important to note that football was not originally part of the
It wasn't. I don't know how we got on football.
I don't either.
Back to the original topic, though. Your only argument is Game 7 NBA Finals, which Daniel has which, Game 7.
We just seen the NBA Cup. We just...
I want you to explain to me how round one, round two is more entertaining than round one, round two in the NHL. I just want you to explain that to me, because I can tell you for a fact, there are fans who fall asleep during the first round of the playoffs in the NBA.
And I guarantee, I guarantee there's fans who fall asleep during the NHL games.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want me to look up statistics?
Look it up.
I'll look it up. I'll see if I can find a statistic for how many people fall asleep during an NBA game versus an NHL game.
And no one played in the NBA playoffs last year. The NBA playoffs were not entertaining on the East side.
Because the East is weak.
You just helped me out. Thank you.
I'm telling you, yes.
It wasn't entertaining, right?
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
The West was.
Okay, the NHL in the East is weak. And people still went. It was a sold-out arena almost every game. fans are still going to the game to cheer on their team.
Because nobody wants to see the Celtics win.
Yeah, there's no stats on how many people fall asleep watching games, so.
I guarantee you, it's more entertaining. Because there are some games who go 0-0. Like, what?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the thrilling part of it, because you go into overtime, and overtime hockey is thrilling.
Overtime is pretty cool.
0-0.
But they
zero.
Have overtime in basketball, I'm pretty sure.
They do.
Yeah. It could be exactly the same, like, vibe.
There's a huge difference between basketball overtime to hockey overtime. Basketball overtime, it's whoever's hot instantly out of that timeout compared to hockey, where you have to be hot that whole 20 minutes, and you cannot let in a goal, or else you lose. You're at NBA, you have to score every possession, and you have to stop.
You have to score. Literally, you're proving my point.
The thing about NBA and hockey is hockey, it's one goal and it's done. NBA, it can be 10 baskets, and it's still going on.
And out of the 10 baskets, you better hit all 10 of them then.
Sure. Whatever you want.
Whatever helps you go to sleep at night. You literally just said.
But sometimes hockey overtime is going to 4, and we still don't have a goal.
And who wants to stay that long to see?
And fans are still in their seats waiting for the goal to go in.
And who wants to see a bunch of grown men skating down this little ice rink? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Look to your left.
My left? My left hand?
Look to your left.
Okay.
Kieran's hand was up. But
anyway. My hand was up. I would watch basketball do it too. I'm like, listen, again, I just like hockey as a sport more. But when it comes to like the atmosphere at a game, both of them have like different like highs and lows, right? Basketball has a lot of the whole like different team dynamics in the fans, like at the stands. They split them up. People are cheering against the other team, cheering for their team. At a hockey game, you see people cheering for both teams, like sitting next to each other, just having drinks together. It's a lot of a different, the atmosphere is different, but it's like good in its own way. What do you think, we'll start with Jason on this one, what do you think is the thing specifically that ties to basketball, to the NBA, that makes it the game more enjoyable to be in the stands at?
Watching the world's best. Like names like LeBron. Would you not be excited to watch LeBron James play?
If I had the opportunity to go to a basketball game and I knew LeBron James was going to be there, yeah, I would have a fun time.
Thank you. You getting all these people from different countries and continents all in a pleasure of your eyes playing the sport and watching the sport you love. Why not watch that? Why would you want to see a bunch of grown men skate down an ice rink, try to hit a puck in? Like what? That's like that just simply is not entertaining. It's not.
How is that not entertaining? How?
Well, let's go to you, Tyler.
The most enjoyable part that hockey brings?
Being in the stands. What do you think?
Being in the stands, it's got to be waiting for the goal to go in. Wait for the puck to go in. Because it takes a lot for that puck to go in. Like, you can have a 2-on-1, and you still don't score because the goalie is just outstanding. And you're literally in your seat. Like, you're on the edge of your seat, ready to jump up if it goes in, and you're ready to go, ah, when it doesn't go in. Like, that's just a thrill of it compared to basketball. Like, oh my gosh, that's LeBron James. You can watch him for 60 minutes. But seeing a goal in hockey, that can be rare sometimes.
So your point is the rarity has more
enjoyment factor in it.
Like, that just doesn't even make sense.
I think it does.
Why would you sit there just... What's another word that I'm thinking of?
Wait?
Yeah. Why would you sit there and wait?
Why would I sit there and wait to see if my team wins or loses?
But they end up the score to be 0-0. Like, what? That doesn't make sense. That's just so boring. You're wasting time and money.
Here's what I think as the mediator here. When it comes to goals, they're counted different ways. There's different point values and whatnot. In hockey, it is you make a goal, you get 1 point. In basketball, there's different metrics for where the points are. Free throws, 1 point. Like, usual shot, 2 points. Like, then there's the 3-point lines, right? In basketball, it's more about hitting a point threshold. It's more exciting for fans to see the scoreboard tick like past the hundreds than it is to see a shot get made. In hockey, it is more of waiting for the actual shot to go in. Rather than counting up to a specific point value, it is seeing that tick go to one feels really exciting for a hockey fan, the same way that seeing it go to 100 is really exciting for a basketball fan. Why do you think that the sport is more enjoyable for basketball fans? Why do you think that, like, seeing those high point values is more exciting for a basketball fan than it would be seeing the 1 point go up for a hockey fan?
Good question. I would probably just say,
I have my answer.
What's your answer?
You go first. Let's hear it.
All right.
How does making 1 point in hockey feel better for hockey fans than making 100 points would feel for a basketball fan?
Because of the intensity after that one goal, because you can feel the tension from the other team knowing that they have to score, and if they give up another goal, then they're just down by two goals now. And getting one goal is hard. Getting two is harder. So I feel like it's just the thrill of seeing how the other team acts to get that next goal. And then the hits along the way, like, they're going to be huge hits, and I can get huge crowd reactions, and then the crowd feeds into it.
Okay, time out.
I'm not finished!
Somebody gets dunked on.
Okay, that's cute.
Let him finish.
Someone gets dunked on.
All right, go ahead.
When someone gets hit in hockey and the fans get into it, the players then get into it, and you have a full-on brawl compared to someone gets dunked on. Wow, that's a one-and-done. The fans go crazy, and everyone's back down in their seats compared to hockey where there's a fight going on and everyone's still standing up.
All right, Jason, you've got your point.
Okay. Karen.
Yes.
Would you have more free time, right? I want you to really, really look up Karl Anthony Towns versus the Magic.
Who?
Karl Anthony Towns. Because Tyler knows what I'm talking about, too. He got a little altercation with the Magic whole bench. And there was some fighting. Like Tyler said, huge hits. The Magic took some huge hits.
Okay. And,
him saying getting dunked on, I'd rather see countless people getting dunked on than talking about a big hit. That just doesn't thrill. That's not thrilling.
Okay. Big hit. Let me clarify. When someone gets hit into their opposing team's bench, and then the opposing team on the bench starts attacking a guy that just got flipped into that bench, and then the other team starts coming to that bench to get their player out, and then it just escalates from there. And Saturday, I saw Brandon Miller absolutely posterize someone on the Pacers, and the crowd reaction was dead. Even the Hornets fans were dead. It was like, oh, wasn't that much? There wasn't much with it.
Because there's nothing good about the Hornets.
They have Brandon Miller. Like I just said,
they have Brandon Miller and LaMelo Ball.
Before we get off topic, Brandon it there.
They have nothing good about them. They have nothing good.
But how is a 100-point value more enjoyable than seeing one goal go in hockey?
Because that's how you know you're watching a good game. If both teams are 100 points, that's good basketball.
Okay.
Because you're not missing nothing. If you're going to a hockey game, you could go on a vacation, come back, and still watch the same game, and nothing exciting is going to happen. Because it's just boring. Hockey is boring. There's nothing good about hockey. I've never sat down of my 18 years, sober-minded, has ever sat down and say, what's a hockey game? Like, what? No. Hockey is boring. There's nothing good. There's nothing fun. There's nothing exciting. Why do people watch hockey so much? Because why?
Because of the Canadians.
Probably why.
Because why?
Why?
I've already told you why.
Why? Why? Why?
Because you have guys going 20 miles an hour on skates.
What do you mean?
With a stick and a puck. That's pretty hard to handle. You have guys like Connor McDavid going through three guys and still finding his way in front of the net, it being able to slow down from 20 miles an hour to 5 miles an hour and able to put the puck in the net.
Are there, like, is there any, like, different races in hockey?
What do you mean?
Or is it all just straight white people?
It's a pretty, there's, like, variety.
Name one black person in hockey.
I don't know any athletes in hockey, dude.
Who?
Dude, I've been saying the same thing to every basketball player you mentioned.
Giannis. Juan Hernandez. Who else we got? Who else we got? Bobo, Manute Bol. I mean, you got all these different races and ethnicity.
Okay.
You have never seen nobody. You have never seen anybody. Name one person.
Alex Ovechkin. He's
who?
Russian. He's Russian. Sidney Crosby. He's Canadian.
Hockey is a fairly Canadian sport, though.
Do you want a Swedish guy? Victor Edmund. I can name you these players, and you're going to have no clue who they are, because there's a huge, huge difference from the popularity of NBA and the popularity of NHL. All I'm saying is if you go to a hockey game and you give that hockey game a chance, you will have more fun in that atmosphere compared to a basketball atmosphere. That's what I'm saying. That's my argument.
Let's go to something that you brought up a minute ago. Earlier, we talked about the superstar aspect of the NBA, right?
Uh-huh.
Everybody knows the NBA players, right? It's like people will go to watch a game because one specific player is playing in it. It's not like that for hockey a lot of the times. So there's no real, like, hockey superstar. It is the team, and that's pretty much it. The guys are just, like, the accessory to the team. Why do you think it's more fun for people to watch one person than it would be for a hockey fan to go and see just the team? They're not going there for a person, right? Why do you think it's more like...
Because you know the one person going to put on a show.
What if he doesn't put on a show? What if he gets locked up the whole game?
He watched the other team. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. I mean, somebody's going to put on a show.
Okay, and in hockey... Let's say Connor McDavid, right? Let's say he's not having a good game.
Okay.
There's still exciting guys on that Oilers team that can put goals in the net.
Who?
Zach Hyman, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Leon Draisaitl. There's going to be three guys. Darnell
Nurse.
That's not
his name, is it?
Who?
Draisaitl?
Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah. That's his name?
Huh. Like, all I'm saying is if NBA fans go to watch a game for LeBron James and LeBron James isn't doing anything, they're like... Why did I come? LeBron James isn't putting on a show. I promised.
No, you're good. You ready? What is so excited about a dude named Hydrital or
Draisaitl?
Whatever his name is.
His snipe. He can hit.
He can
shoot.
Damian Lillard.
He can shoot a puck 110 miles an hour into a net.
Curry can shoot with his left hand. Greatest shooter of all time.
It's great because I agree with you. That's cool. I feel like, again, the thing between the two sports is there's different, like, metrics for what's an impressive feat in the sport. For basketball, it's like, how long can you shoot, right? Or which hand can you shoot with, right? In hockey, it's how fast are you able to do it? Are you able to make a shot fast enough that the guy that's at the goal can't block it? In basketball, you're seeing a guy that is on his side of the court chuck a ball all the way across and drain it. And it's a very, like, similar reaction for two very different feats. Why do you think the feats that are measured in, like, the how good a team is, why do you think that the reactions are so, like, big for something so, in the grand scheme of things, not important?
You ready?
Let's hear it.
So, you're telling me, ready? You ready? It is easier to score it's easier to score a hockey goal than it is to hit a full court shot. Because the goal is so much bigger than a whole rim. Can we all agree on
I can
that?
Understand that, yeah.
We also have a guy that's 6'4" in the net, blocking the net.
Ignoring the idea of defense for a moment.
Yeah. It's easier for a hockey person to hit a goal than it is to hit a full court shot.
I mean, yeah, I don't really understand your topic, but
on a hockey rink.
On a going full court shots rare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing a goalie goal is rare. You're dumbfounded because you're like, what the heck is a goalie goal? Sometimes when there's an empty net, goalies, when it's in their zone, they had the chance to shoot the puck. That's rare to see because half time you don't see goalies do it. But when it does happen, everyone's still cheering them. They're like, even though they're already up 2 goals.
It's for hockey. The thing is, hockey is a simulated frictionless environment, is what it is.
What does that even mean?
It means that the sport is meant to be played with as little, like, stopping as possible. You're meant to be moving all the time. The puck is designed so that it glides on the ice without slowing down. That's why it's made the way it is. So it's easier to throw things or to hit things really fast because it doesn't slow down. In basketball, when you're mostly, you're bouncing the ball, right? You're not like rolling it across the floor.
Okay.
You're also, you're stopping. You're psyching people out with like you're just planting your feet, going the other direction, okay. Right? Yeah. Hockey does something similar, where people like, they slam on the brakes with their skates. They'll hit a, like, they'll go sideways.
Yeah.
Looks like a, like if you, you ever heard of the Akira slide?
Nope.
Never mind then. But it's basically just you hit the brakes, kick up some ice, and then you go the other way.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
You do that in basketball, right?
The ACL's gone.
Yeah. Why do you think it's more entertaining to watch, like, people get juked out in basketball?
Because, like, you're telling me if you slide in your feet on defense, right? You ready? You slide in your feet. And somebody hits you with a tween behind the back. Pick up your layup? That's not hard. That is tough.
Yeah.
That is nice. Everybody say, ooh. You feel me?
Okay.
It's cool to watch.
You can do the exact same thing in hockey.
How?
Okay. Connor McDavid, right? He can go in 20 miles an hour. He can be going from right to left of his stick at, I don't know, it looks pretty fast when he does it. Goes behind the back, goes between the legs, jukes one defender, right? That's one, and now it's a one-on-one with another defender. This little left goes right quick because he's quick. The defender goes that way. He goes the right way. And then he goes between the legs, shot, and scores. And the fans all stand up and cheer, and they go, oh, my gosh, it's all over ESPN, all over SportsCenter. Compared to NBA where you see, oh, my gosh, he had an ankle breaker. Like, you cannot tell me that doing something like that at 20 miles an hour compared to doing that at 11.
Let's go 11. LeBron James.
We're going to move to closing arguments now. We're running out of time. We're going to go, Jason, you go first. Why, at the end of the day, your quick closing argument, 30 seconds, why is the competitive atmosphere in the NBA better than the NHL?
It's worldwide. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Worldwide?
Worldwide. Have you ever heard somebody from Australia? I can't say Australia. Cause
Australia loves hockey.
somebody from, you know, South Sudan playing hockey? No. You hear about playing basketball. But other than that, I'm gone. Thank you, Karen.
Tyler,
get on my face. I hate you.
I would say the fan atmosphere. I would say fans feed into the game of hockey to make the players want to score the goal because they want to hear their goal horn and goal song go off so the fans can then react to it. And then the players get hyped after that because you can hear players, even during a national anthem. If you look up Chicago Blackhawks national anthem, watch that video and tell me that that atmosphere is not better than an NBA atmosphere. That's my closing argument. Chicago Blackhawks national anthem.
All right. Well, thanks, Jason, for coming on, for taking over. Thanks, Tyler, for coming on as well. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this final episode of Versus Season 1. We will be back in a couple weeks to finish it up, to keep it going. Miles and I am alone in the studio now, and I am going to give you my final goodbyes for now. It's been a wonderful semester of various arguments that serve no substance in the real world, and we will continue that next semester, and I'll probably hand this off to someone else next year. It's a great show. I love doing it, and I love you guys for listening to it, so thank you once again for tuning in to Versus on Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety, and I will see you in 2 weeks, maybe longer. I am Kieran Sandulo, signing off. Goodbye.